Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meet daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. I don't play for performance. I don't pay for the applause. I know who I play for. Today, we are continuing the Money is Spiritual, the Metaphysics of Overflow series. And let's focus on the energy of overflow, the practice of feeling rich with what is, and how that opens the door to more. This episode is rooted in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, and it says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." This scripture reminds us that overflow is not just future tense. It is a present reality. In all things, at all times, you already have what you need. And when you recognize that truth, you move naturally into overflow, where every good work is supplied. I created something I now called soft mornings. It wasn't that I was rushing into work. I haven't lived that way for decades. But for a long time, I believed my availability was determined by others. You hear it everywhere. Wake up at 5 a.m. The early bird gets the worm. Messages that teach us productivity is the proof of worthiness. But something in me began to crave a different rhythm. I didn't choose soft mornings to increase my abundance. I chose them because I wanted to be intentional with my life. I wanted to be sovereign over my time. I wanted to honor the natural flow that my own body was asking for. So I gave myself permission to live differently. No alarm clocks. I wake when I wake. I rise slowly. I meditate. I breathe. I journal. I do whatever I need to feel whole before I engage with another person. I drew a line in the sand for myself. No client meetings before noon, no matter who asked, no matter what opportunity seemed urgent. And here's the miracle. I didn't lose business. Not one client disappeared. In fact, my business grew. My clients respected my boundary. My work deepened. The right opportunities flowed in naturally. Because overflow doesn't come from rushing. It comes from alignment. By honoring myself first, I stepped into a life where my mornings are soft, but my results are strong. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8 says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need will be abound in every good work." Notice the language. All things, at all times. That's not a scripture of striving. That's not a scripture of wake up at 5 a.m. or you'll miss your blessing. This is a scripture of sufficiency and overflow right where you are. When I chose soft mornings, I wasn't chasing more. I wasn't trying to hack abundance with a new productivity schedule. I simply wanted to honor the sovereignty God gave me over my own life. I wanted to live intentionally instead of reacting to everyone else's demands. And in that choice, this scripture proved itself true. Even without alarms, even without rushing to be available at all hours, I had what I needed. My business didn't shrink, it expanded. The clients who were meant for me showed up. the opportunities aligned. That's the power of divine overflow. It's not earned through exhaustion. It's accessed through trust. Trust that in all things, at all times, God's abundance is already present and working in your life. In metaphysics, overflow isn't about doing more. It's about being more. The law of attraction and the law of polarity both remind us that our inner state creates our outer experience. If you're constantly striving, chasing, and stretching yourself thin, the vibration you're sending out is lack. I don't have enough yet. And life mirrors that energy back to you. But when you choose to slow down, when you allow yourself to wake naturally, when you honor your own rhythm, you shift into the vibration of enoughness. You signal to the universe, I already have all that I need. I am whole. I am abundant right now. That inner recognition magnetizes experiences that match it. More opportunities arrive, not because you're forcing them, but because your energy is aligned with the current of overflow. Soft mornings are not laziness. They're sovereignty. They're alignment. They're a declaration that you are not ruled by the world's clock, but guided by source's flow. And that alignment is the metaphysics of overflow, recognizing what is already abundant and allowing life to multiply it. Now let's take a deep breath in and out. In and out. I'm going to ask you some questions so you can center overflow in your own life. This is the time to be honest with yourself. No self-judgment. As you answer, don't edit, just let it flow. Number one, where in my life have I been living by other people's rules or schedules instead of my own flow? Number two, what belief systems, like the early bird gets the worm, have I accepted without questioning, and how have they shaped my sense of abundance? Number three, if I gave myself full permission to design my mornings in a way that honors me, what would they look like? Number four, how do I feel in my body when I imagine slowing down and savoring the life I already have? Number five, where can I recognize that I already have all that I need in all things at all times? So now let's take another deep breath in and out. Let your shoulders drop and repeat after me, either silently or aloud. I give myself permission to live in my own flow. My mornings are soft, sovereign, and sacred. I already have all that I need in all things at all times. Overflow is my natural state. I am rich in this moment. My gratitude magnetizes more good to me. I walk in wholeness, and from wholeness, abundance flows. Now close your eyes and imagine waking up in your perfect morning. No alarms, no rushing, just your body rising naturally as the light begins to filter into your room. You stretch, you breathe, you feel gratitude for the bed beneath you, the roof above you, the breath within you. You move slowly, deliberately, and you choose what will make you feel whole. A cup of tea, a meditation, a quiet walk, a prayer. As you settle into this rhythm, imagine a golden light filling your space. This light represents overflow, source energy, reminding you that you already have all that you need. See this golden light expanding beyond you, filling your home, touching your work, reaching your clients, and radiating out into every opportunity that is meant for you. Now whisper to yourself, I am whole, I am enough, I am already abundant, and from this place, overflow multiplies in my life. Take a deep breath in and out. And when you're ready, return to the room knowing you carry overflow with you. Remember this truth. Overflow isn't something you earn, and it isn't something you chase. Overflow is something you allow. When you slow down and savor what is already there, you shift into the vibration of all things at all times. You realize you already have enough, and from that place, more naturally flows. So this week, I invite you to honor your own rhythm. Try a soft morning. Give yourself permission to rise without rushing. Choose wholeness before you give to anyone else. And notice how life begins to respond when you show up full. Because abundance isn't waiting for you someday. It's here now. And when you feel rich with what is, you unlock the energy of overflow. If today's episode spoke to you, I would love for you to join me inside our community at happyhealthywholerich.com. It's a safe space to grow, to be supported, and to practice these truths with others who are walking the same path. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in the energy of overflow. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.